All right, check out this story. This is real weird. An imposter successfully posed as Riverdale star Lily Reinhart in a magazine interview. 17 Magazine issued an apology on Friday, saying it had briefly published a story with information believed to have come from the actress.
Really?
Why? Like, I don't get it.
And how?
I know. I think it was a phone interview. They said they want to sincerely apologize to Lily and her fans for the unfortunate situation. Not only did this person pose as Lily Reinhart, but also as her publicist. How does really? That happen?
Probably kind of easy, huh?
I would think if Lily
wanted to reach out to them, or fake Lily.
Fake Lily.
Then you have fake manager call. Hi, I'm Jody Blonsky, and I am representing Lily Reinhart of Riverdale, and we're looking for an outlet for her to talk. Do you guys want in? Oh, you know what? She can only do phone. Yeah, she's had so many problems with Zoom. I know you guys get it. It's a pandemic. She can only do phone. Is that at work for you guys? Is that okay? And then why would you be asking questions? You wouldn't be like, whoa, hang on.
That's true.
You guys think this is an imposter?
You're right.
It's a fear of mine. Like, I get random messages from people who are like, hey, I've got this person who's writing a book. Like, are you real? You know, like, can they be on your show? You know, this is my show.
But right.
You get this as a producer. So probably some poor young intern picked up this phone call or something.
Oh, mugga. Well, the magazine ended up scrapping the article and said it's going to start internally reviewing their editorial and fact-checking process to make sure this doesn't happen again. Lily Reinhart is 24. She addressed the situation on Instagram and said, for some bizarre reason, someone impersonated me in an interview, but nothing inappropriate was said, but those aren't my words, and I just wanted to, you know, address it.
Wow.
Then,
weird.
Another reporter said that he was duped by the poser.
Queen?
And that he would be retracting an article that he wrote for the Daily Express. What? It's such a weird, random person to impersonate. I guess if you don't... It's like me saying I have UB40 with me and trying to get into a restaurant.
Yes, we have dealt with this with you before.
Oh my God, it's so weird.
Like, you're not even getting anything out of it. Just like someone to talk to?
That's what I was thinking.
To someone to treat you like a celebrity for the 30-minute phone call. This is a catfish.
Yes.
This would fall under catfishing. There was a guy who, oh gosh, if it was 5 years ago, it was 15 years ago. I don't know. But he went from local news talk show, like Twin Cities Live, mm-hmm. to another. As a cook, you know, you send out a dummy press release, and then people are like, oh, yeah, this guy makes an interesting sort of mole or whatever it is. Great. We need a food segment. Bring him on. But he was intentionally going on to these shows and then making really bad food. So that then the people would have to just sort of, oh my.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's such
awesome.
A Sasha Baron Cohen. Is that his name?
Yes.
Sasha Baron Cohen. Is that how you say it?
You're doing good.
Thank you. Anyway, that is a funny prank. That would make me laugh. Thank you. And now I would like to tell you about Keira Knightley's no nudity clause.
Keira Knightley.
She did an interview, I think it was with The Hollywood Reporter, and she said, I don't have an absolute ban on filming nude scenes, but I kind of do with men. She said, it's part vanity and it's also the male gaze. She said she acknowledged the need for nudity in films. I don't know if there's a need. But she said she didn't want it to be those horrible sex scenes where you're all greased up and everybody's grunting. She said, I'm not interested in doing that.
And then could you imagine? There's a crew.
Yeah, and lights.
I always think of it as just like the whole thing feels a bit perverted in the vibes there of like,
I think
hey,
so
I'm
too.
Working lights today on Kira's scene.
Yeah, I'm holding okay. the mic boom over the bed.
Hank.
Yeah,
don't talk to me anymore. Yeah.
Boom, over the bed. Okay, so she said it's partly because she's too vain, and she's also had two children, and she said, I'd rather not just stand in front of a group of men while naked. Yeah, I get it, girl.
Yeah. That's totally reasonable.
And you guys know, like, nudity, too, has always been more directed towards the female body in movies. It's now more lately, it's been directed towards more, you could see, but in the past, don't you feel like it was more or less always,
yes,
like,
it for sure was.
Always female, that was what you saw, and it's like, well, why can't you see the man if you get to see the female?
Oh, there's an interview out there, you can look it up if you want to. You've heard my rants about how I really have strong feelings, Donna, about pornography and things like that, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's a Game of Thrones producer who's out there saying, like, he just wanted more nude scenes, like, for the pervert. Like, let's cater to the guy. Yes, and it is only, I would be hard-pressed to be won over on, like, the artistic element that I'm sure a lot of these, especially male directors, are selling their female actors on. It's true to the story. That can always be implied. It's catering to the carnal man who just gets to watch it and is like, oh, she's hot. I mean, let's just call it what it is. It's objectifying women. That's my opinion. I know a lot of people disagree with me.
That's mine. I like
she
it.
She says that, this is Keira Knightley, by the way. If she did do a nude scene, it would have to be with a female filmmaker. Which I get. I think Playboy actually has a lot of female photographers. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they have a lot of men, too. But I think that there's always, like, a woman in the room.
Oh, I'd hope so.
You know, to be there for the other women posing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Stick around.
All right, I'll stay.
I started trying to look up by the way, Chef Keith is his name, the guy who trolled a bunch of afternoon TV talk shows. Awesome. I've tried to pull them up, but then there's a YouTube thing that there's a woman doing some funny stuff with ventriloquists with some really creepy looking dolls, and I'm being threatened right now, guys, is my point. You try looking for sound for something that comes to your mind, and then there's the YouTube black hole that awaits you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's willing to suck you into its vortex.
It's so true. And speaking of YouTube, we did get a bunch of emails, by the way, on cutting the cord.
All right.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes. A bunch of, you know, people telling what they're doing, people disagreeing with I Am Grant. And I love that they're all referring to you as I Am Grant. It just cracks me up.
By the way, there's also a fake strongman duo named Chop and Steel.
I can't.
Who also pranked a bunch of morning shows.
I can't handle it.
They're in Zubas, and this guy just stepped on like 5 Easter baskets in a row and flattened them. Let's
let life bounce off of you. Yep, right. And so we are going to do just that literally.
I'm hearing it all. I have multiple videos played. Chop and Steel is how they went on. He's throwing sticks at the guy's back now. Just like twigs.
That's so great.
Can you imagine?
Good day, Dakota.
Oh, funny.
Your local CBS affiliate.